Writer Brady Udall, who was raised a Mormon, made a bit of a stir more than 12 years ago when he wrote a little article for Esquire magazine about the predicament of being a polygamous dad. He wrote about a lonely polygamist named Bill who had four wives and 31 kids. How could Bill keep his wives and himself happy in the modern world? Well, Udall's writing career got well beyond Esquire when he wrote the novel The Miracle Life of Edgar Mint, but the polygamist predicament stayed with him and is the subject of his latest novel, The Lonely Polygamist. Brady Udall is joining us from Philadelphia this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, and I have to say, as outlandish as this plot seemed to me, I got into it immediately. The idea of a dad attempting to deal with, first of all these wives, plus confessing an infidelity. I mean, you are so emotionally with just the horror of what this guy is going through. Did you always understand that a character like this would be so emotionally gripping?
I don't think so. I guess what I did is I thought of my own life. I have four kids and I have one wife, and what would it be like to exaggerate it by seven or eight, to multiply all of that, and then throw in more complications of a possible affair and all these other things that happen in a lot of novels, but just aren't the same when you factor in the fact that there are so many children and so many wives.
Well, Tolstoy is fond of putting, you know, family trees and elaborate lists of characters and who they are so you can keep them straight at the beginning of his novels. You do this for, just the practical reason of this protagonist, Golden Richards, has a very complicated life with four wives, right?
Yes.
And how many kids?
28.
And did you imagine going into this that there would be 28 kids?
Yeah, that was the number. I always sort of, I don't know why, it seemed like a really good number. And that's not that uncommon among polygamists. I mean, I knew polygamists who had 40, 50 children. But that was going a step too far to me. So 28 was about the upper limit that I thought I could handle.
You know, the thing that's amazing about this book is, as vivid as the male character is, Golden Richards, and I want to talk about him in a moment, the women are all pretty distinct.
Yeah, I really wanted them to be different and have their own personalities. And the women that I met in my research were all very distinct. And I think that's what you realize as you start to research something like this. You have a point of view, a preconception about what these people are and their world is. And you step into the middle of it and you realize, hey, these are just regular people. They're living a little bit differently than the rest of us, but they have the same wants, needs, desires, and they have their own peculiarities. And so as a writer, you just have to kind of find out what those are.
Well, with all due respect, you didn't have to go far to research this one.
not too far, no.
Well, I mean, you come from the famous Udall family out there in the West. Stuart Udall, Arizona congressman, Secretary of the Interior under Presidents Kennedy and Johnson. And you're raised a Mormon, right?
Yes.
And Mormons certainly, aside from having a tradition now defunct of polygamy in the Mormon mainstream church, there's always been this obsession with family trees and a concern about the family lineage. How did that figure into this book?
Well, I'm a descendant of polygamists, as my whole family is. My great-great-grandfather was a polygamist, and in my case, his second wife was my great-great-grandmother. So without polygamy, I wouldn't even be here. For some reason, that's important to me. And certainly, while our family, you know, didn't continue to practice polygamy, that heritage is there. And so I was always curious about it. How does it affect me and so on? And so when I got the chance to write this Esquire article, I jumped at it because I was really interested in how polygamy can be lived in the modern world.
And if this book is any indication, you've concluded it's a real burden. It's a multiplication of responsibilities, as opposed to what I think people from the outside might view as, why is infidelity a big deal if you already have four wives?
Yes. Burden is the right word. It's a very, very difficult way to live. It's for all involved. And I think sometimes we may look at it and go, these people are just having a great old time, man and his four wives and whatever. But this is a very, very difficult way to live, and these people do it in spite of that. And I really think that in a polygamous household, if anyone gets the short end of the stick, it's really the children. There's never enough father to go around. When there are 28 children, it's almost as if the father is not even there. And so that creates a very difficult way to live for some of these children who need their dads. And as we know, kids need their dads.
And yet that scene in the Airstream trailer when one wife comes to figure out what the heck is going on with Golden living on his own is just like a divorced dad in a dirty old one-bedroom apartment scene like any other.
Yeah.
You don't need polygamy to explain what's going on there.
No, and you know what? You don't need polygamy almost for any of this. I've always felt that if somebody saw this, even though the title has the word polygamist in it, but if you see this as a polygamy novel, then I've failed. For me, it's a family novel. And what I love about the family in the novel is I think of them as a very American family. It's excessive. It's overcomplicated. It's overambitious. It's exaggerated.
Noisy.
Noisy as hell. Yeah, rambunctious. And I think you can see, by looking at them, you can see your own family more clearly.
Well, it's a ticket to an amazing world, and I agree with you. It does turn that window on all of our own families here in the U.S. Brady Udall, author of The Lonely Polygamist, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. I had fun.